Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Space trash.
Trash in space.
Space trash.
Lifestyles, the rich and Uranus.
Space trash.
Celebrities, they're trash. But the astrology can help us understand.
Transmission incoming.
Greetings, Trashler Nation. It is I, Sarah Armour, back with
AC Bunker, the queens of paradise, podcast paradise.
Wow, 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 wow. We're the queens of podcast paradise, and we are here to pontificate about the possibilities on this pathetic program. I don't know. Okay, so as we know, this is week 4, and yet it is episode 5 and 6. Is that right?
I think it was 6 and 7. I think it's episode 6 and 7.
They are messing with time, partners, matching. And
they took the girls away from the beach and put them in this hotel. They introduced a new group of girls to the guys. They then introduced a new group of guys to the girls who were in the hotel. Thank God they did that. It would have been a waste of talent to just leave them sitting in a hotel by themselves all week.
Okay, so yeah, how are you feeling post week 4?
I feel a little turned around, a little discombobulated. It was especially the partners mixing. I mean, it was Casey passing out. Okay. Then it was the partners mixing and just like the scenery change and the sudden, like they're always taking people away and adding people, but to have like your base cast of characters just disappear and switch, and then there's like two new, it's too much. It's
why
too
the
much
Australians
to behold.
Why the Australians? Why are there Australians here?
Yeah, and no one seems too fussed with the Aussies. I mean, the guy, the Aussie guy isn't too difficult on the eyes, and he is Thor's body double. So I'm like, none of you are interested? Like,
You know,
I'm a sucker for an accent. So I think I'm askew when it comes to an accent, you know?
Bro, first of all, I would drop everything for a man with an accent. So the olies, the accents, howl at me. But I love an accent, and I will mock you. I will mimic you. I will become an even better actor. No, but I love that is literally, but we'll do it together. We'll do it together. And I'll teach you to be a dumb American. But, so anyway, all this to say that there's something I've been meaning to tell you, which is a very funny thing that my mom said about you and Molly. And this has been on my mind, and you just teed me up perfectly for it. So if we could just take a brief commercial break and then we will come back to paradise. Do you know what my mom said to me? Like, she was dead serious. She was like, I really like Molly and Casey. And I'm like, yeah, same. Like, they're cool. And she's like, no, like, they were raised right. And I'm like, yeah, but
well,
like, why did,
well,
but I'm
debatable.
Like, also coming from her, and actually, you know, depending on whether she likes herself that day or not, she's gonna say yes, or, you know what I mean, they're probably not that dissimilar, I'll tell you that, right? And I'm like, well, okay, but like, why do you say that? And she's like, they both married up. And so, and then I was like, what? Well, so then I'm like, how do you even know that? She's like, they're both foreign.
That's incredible.
That was why.
But like, it's not foolproof. It's not foolproof. I was going to say, if you do meet a foreigner who has managed to get into the US,
they're smart.
There is a chance, yeah, that they're smart and like have enough of an education to be like the white person immigrant that Donald Trump dreamed of.
Right. That's what she meant when she said that they married up. She said, right, Donald, like, approves.
Right. Like, we're living in like a Reagan, like a Trump era. Like, right. Who's getting into the country at this point? Like, right. So I see. Okay.
They're coming in regardless.
I
we
see
want
where
them.
She's coming from. Okay,
they're high end white because they're
that's
not American.
So interesting. Yeah. But no, there's definitely a lot of other immigrants there who are not, well, I mean, maybe she didn't even mean socioeconomically, like maybe to her, like just up is up, baby. Like,
yeah, I think she was just like he's from Ireland and he's from South Africa. Like they're for, like, they're not from here. And like, they must be doing well. Like, that's like, that was like the only, they're not from America. And I was like, that's what marrying up means to you. Like, all right, no offense, Case, but actually, it's a good disclaimer for anyone listening to this pod. If you don't know, now you know. I'm a Gemini rising. Casey's a Gemini moon. My mother's a Gemini moon. And Gemini moons tend
game to recognize just, as game.
We tend to just say shit.
Right. We just throw it out there and then we see how the chips fall where they may. Sometimes I'm withholding everything. Sometimes I just let it drop in the drop of a hat. Like
100%.
Right.
Right. And actually, and you and my mother do have the same thing too, which is my mother also has first house Pluto. And I believe you're Pluto's first house. And it's like, so you both are like Gemini moon, like, it's like you're just rabble rousers. Like low key, you are here doing like tricky transformation work of yourself and in turn of like the world around you and how everybody around you operates. Would Molly have a foreign husband if not for you? I don't know. I don't know.
No.
I don't think so. I don't think so. Okay. But even that, know that I'm just saying.
I literally
that.
Have nothing to do with
saying,
it.
But, nothing. Right. But then she's like, oh, I'm going to get a husband with an accent too.
Right.
But then it's anyway.
Also like, well, she lived in New York City. It's like, you know, they're everywhere,
But there wasn't an Irish husband until there was a South African husband. Ooh. So just that's facts. Okay. So yeah. I'm just saying.
Well, she's always copying me. She's always trying to copy me. Literally always copy her.
You guys are the perfect sisters because you both are. What I love about you guys as sisters is you're the kind of sisters that are like, but my sister's so much prettier than me. And it's like, oh, you cute bitches. Like, you're just both pretty and cool. And you're like, but she's cooler. But it's like, oh, you just love each other. Like, oh, okay. You're like, cool.
Yeah.
You just like do love each other.
We do.
When Molly was saying on that episode where she was like, bar none, if Casey said we are leaving or I need, can you come with me? And yeah. She's like, no matter what I was doing, if I was falling in love, if I was doing jello shots, if I was doing the conga line, if I was on the dance, she's like, if Casey says we leave, we leave. And I was like, wow. And I'm thinking back, I'm like, my brother and I have definitely sent each other some Ubers. Like, how lucky to, you know, I think there's a real, there, you guys actually would, I don't want to say this out loud because I don't want to call it upon us, but I don't know if you'd make very good reality TV housewife sisters. Cause like, you do seem to actually get along.
Right. Like, I mean, if we're setting the bar at the Hilton sisters, it's going to be easy to beat them in terms of like a sister competition, like the Sister Olympics.
Right.
But I do think we could do the kind of fake fighting that like the Kardashians do on their show. Like,
right.
They're like, you know, enemies. And but like I think there is a certain amount of like with sisterhood, like there is just like, she gets really angry with me still if I like borrow her clothes, and just still thinks that that's gonna affect it at all. Like, right, I'm still gonna continue to do this. So mm-hmm. Like, it's so funny, like she'll be like really genuinely mad and like shocked that I've done.
It's also funny too, because like only a sister would be like, she's like really genuinely mad when I do this, and I don't care.
Right.
Gonna do it. It's like, yeah, there's a real comfort in,
yeah,
why don't you just accept exactly what this is?
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, that's so cute. You're like angry at this again. But she just has great clothes. She brings it on herself. But
no, she really does. She looks cool, man.
But like, we could like tell it to each other straight and like cut through the noise in a way like that. That's useful. But like, no, we wouldn't be like abandoning each other for our friends, like the Hilton / Richard sisters. Like,
no. Yeah. And actually, if anything, you've set yourself up, because if one of you does do the reality show route, then like it's actually such a sell to have like another cute blonde sis with a foreign husband, like another two foreign husbands, right, and two sisters travel show. I would watch that.
Right. It's like almost diverse at that point, but not really.
It's rich in culture, in national in culture,
in the audio, like in audio diversity.
Audio, lot strong audio. That is the most Gemini moon Pluto rising shit I ever heard. Right. Look at you inventing a whole new category to make us seem like we're diverse when really we just have accents.
Right. Like,
awesome. Great work.
Just give me a reality show. I promise I'll make it worth it. Just give it
I'll do an accent. I'll be diverse. Georgia, right.
You could do the whole show by yourself with all the accents.
Yeah, I'll just do every. I'll actually pitch us all for a show. You guys can take the cash and honeymoon, and I will just sit here and run my mouth and do all the characters. And also sign. Well, I won't keep going, but I did speak on behalf of us at the National Broadcast Association convention at the Javits Center this afternoon. It was a surprise to us both, but she last minute sent me this email and was like, "Hey, I've been invited to speak on this thing for this like podcast network that Diva Behavior was a part of. But then when we switched to Space Trash, we're still connected with them." She was so funny. She's like, they can't really broadcast us because since we became Space Trash, we are so foul. But, and
what it's like, we are?
Well, I guess like, we don't say the F word. We say fuck. Right. So
I know I'm kidding.
Oh, thank God. Cause I was like, well, I mean, I'm like, I think we're crude. I think we're rude and crude.
Yes, yeah. It's like, how do I convince her that we're not?
She's leaving me. Nobody's married to me. Not even a foreign, not even an American, not even Americans foreign to me, married to me. Okay. Anyway, but anyway, so then she's like, well, like, why don't you just go talk? And then she sends me the screenshot of like the official like lineup. And she's like, he wants us to talk at 1:20. And I look at the thing and it says the naughty one ... and I'm like, we're the naughty one? She's like, I don't know why we're the naughty one, but like, if you want to go show up, it's tomorrow. And then she's like, but you should wear like a Space Trash shirt like for the brand. Well, I'm
as if you would ever wear any other clothing.
I don't have anything else. Right. But I have so many of the character tees. Yeah. But all of the Space Trash crop tops actually now, I'm so much fatter than when I bought them that's all under boob. The crop tops are under boob.
That's a good look.
Well, certainly, but I don't know if
it's the cleavage down under.
On the cleavage down under.
Wait, one of those Aussies last night started talking and I was like, it sounds like this guy's doing an Australian accent, but it's just
right. It would have been impressive. It would have been impressive. He was like, all right, psych, like, now I'm from Kansas City. I'm just like, yeah, I was going to be an actor. I am here for the wrong reasons.
No, remember that one girl did that the one time? She faked an Australian accent.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But that she didn't. I think she like, didn't she like break character like the end of episode one or whatever? Like she like,
yeah.
She bailed.
Too soon. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. But anyway, sorry.
Anyway. Cleavage down under. No, I don't even have them. I would have done it, but I gave them all to Desi, who's like still lean or whatever. So I'm like, well, I'm not going to wear like a Cancer Rising shirt because we're redoing the store and whatever anyway. So I'm like, what am I going to do? So I drove into the Javits Center. I went and I just walked into one of those like custom tea places. And I was like, hey, I need one shirt right now. And they're like, we really only do bulk. Whatever. I was like, no, like you need to print me a shirt. So they did. And they printed me on the spot, just this, you know, this was, they only had large and they couldn't print it on black that quickly, but they printed me this nice trash sweatshirt.
It's so pure.
It's so pure. There's nothing else on it. It's actually a better, I'm glad because I actually know it's a better brand than ours. We're going to switch. But also the funny thing is like, I was like, I haven't left the house for whatever. So I tried to look professional. I wore like boots. I wore like velvet pants. And I put on my sweatshirt. I have two pairs of velvet pants. I have two pairs of velvet pants. And I wore my Space Trash sweatshirt with a boyfriend blazer.
Wow.
And I don't know if it looked. I tried to like get some shots of myself. I could show you guys later, but like I couldn't tell whether it was like awesome or like I'm so glad Molly's not here because like this would humiliate her.
right like
because she is so like cool. She does like dress so cool.
Yeah, so you're like I'm not sure if I had the perfect storm of like crazy shit that I put together and made it seem like New York perfect, like awesome, or it was just a shit storm and that's what it was.
Yeah, like I like took the sleeves of this baggy sweatshirt and I folded them up over the sleeve of the boyfriend. So like I had like a puffy yeah. sweatshirt sleeve with the blazer and like, exactly. Like actually this is my boyfriend's jacket. No, it's my mom's jacket actually, but it's like the same diff, but it's like, yeah, it was just funny. Cause I'm speaking on behalf of the podcast and the guy's like, we just want you to talk about how like, you're not afraid to break all the rules. And I was like, oh, I can do that. I was like, okay. So that's what we did. But that's a boring story. Now we can get into the episode officially. I don't know why.
So Space Trash was like the renegade, like rule breaker podcast.
Yeah.
We are like on the cutting edge.
Like afterwards, everyone's been like, you get it. Like that's the future of audio, like creating community on air. I'm like, yeah, I get it.
So. I'm inventing it, you assholes.
Isn't that thrilling? Oh my God. Now why can't I hear you again? Anyway, that's what I've been up to today. I went to the 100% We Custom Print store next to the Javits Center, got them to print me a custom shirt, didn't look in a mirror, put it on over my other sweatshirt, put on a blazer over that, and went and spoke about the Space Trash podcast and feminine leadership. And I think it went really well. And I met this fabulous woman. I'm going to email her afterwards, but we definitely got to collab with her. And it was a really good time. But yeah, I just wanted to say that I wore a sweatshirt that I bought 5 minutes beforehand, custom.
With the velvet pants. I feel like you're really leaving that out, and it's kind of crucial.
Velvet pants and my mom's, it's not a boyfriend blazer, it's my mom's giant blazer. So yeah, that is what I wore to speak on behalf of us. And I think that's part of us
setting the tone. Like you are disrupting several spaces,
yeah,
including outer space. Like there's fashion, there's the podcast space, and there's freaking outer space, and you just disrupted all of them at once.
Casey, that is, no, we might have to like immediately add that. I would make a website for that you might have just like created the greatest log line of all time. Disrupting the outer space is
I feel like how accomplished I felt when I said that you were a lint roller. Like that's how I feel right now.
And Molly had an intervention with me about the title. She's like, they have to be like searchable, like no one knows what Nartastic is or whatever. Like it's cute, you guys are having so much fun, but like you like Nartuitive hits isn't gonna, no one's searching for that. I'm like, all right, okay, that's cool, I get it, I'm learning. But that's it. I'm
not good for SEO.
Disrupting Molly's day, disrupting these custom shops. We're just here to disrupt. She's Pluto rising. I'm 8th house moon Mars. Like, we're fucking it up. Fucking it up out here. Okay. Casey's disrupting her breathing. Casey took a sip of water. Her breathing slowly disrupted. We are actually the revolution. We are here to disrupt.
I think I actually just followed water.
I think you did too, for sure. Actually, I want to say for sure.
Like I've had so many times in my life where I thought that I swallowed water, but it was never like this. It's like I breathed the water. It's not in my lungs.
I think it's probably fine if it is. It's like it's like there's worse things. Like, you know what I mean? Like I'm out here chim chimmery chew.
Right.
I'm definitely putting more fucked up stuff in my lungs than water. So
pick and choose,
you know.
I definitely just like blacked out for a second.
That's good. Then you're definitely not mad at me.
What were we talking about?
We're about to begin. Okay. So as Casey disrupted my intro for this episode about disruption, it's beautiful. It's all poetry. Week four was all about disrupting the beach.
Yeah, it really was. Disrupting the beach space, disrupting the shrimp space, you know.
Always disrupting. So basically, here's the rundown. Before the disruption happened, we arrived at the beach right where we left off. There was a fight going on between Brittany, who's been pretty low impact so far, but I don't hate her. I like her. She seems cute. But Brittany and Peter are in head-to-head battle because Casey, good guy Casey, has outed Peter as a tattletale about his truth, which is that Brittany is here for the followers. She's just
specifically
here.
That she's a clout chaser.
She's a clout chasing Instagram hoe. And yeah. Peter knows, because it takes one to know. It's like, Peter, you're literally selling pizza in your pizza shop every single sentence of every episode so far. So like I do hope he gets the reflection. Right. I do hope that he sees the irony in his statements. But they were having this fight. I was like a little bit annoyed at that whole, I can't tell whether this show has too much footage and that's why we're doing it two nights now for 2 hours each, or if they don't have enough footage and that's why we're seeing the whole, because it's like when that whole thing was like, we got to get Peter off. So basically everybody gangs up on Peter because they're like, how could they say that about Brittany? He's the most obnoxious guy we've ever met. We don't have phones. We don't have computers. What are we going to do? Let's kick Peter off the beach. Casey started this whole thing. He couldn't handle the action and he actually fainted and then broke his ankle. Lol. And then taking him out.
Yeah, that was insane. Like, what did you expect to happen?
What do you think happened?
What do you mean?
Like, I don't know.
I'm saying, like, what did Casey expect?
Well, not like what did Casey expect, but like, well, what Casey expected was, I think, that he got enough airtime that they would want him to stay on the show. Or like, I haven't seen anybody on any beach so far, except for maybe Connor the Cat, get like have less romantic connections on a show with nothing but romantic. I mean, he has not had a chance of having a rose. He barely could even give the rose. This dude is not attractive to these women, period.
Yeah, and he doesn't like fit in at all. Like, he just looks out of place on the show in general.
Whose season was he on again?
I don't know.
Right? Like, he was really a low end.
Must have been. No, I think it was this last one. No.
Didn't we make fun of him about something?
Maybe it was Michelle.
We said that he looked like he wasn't the eraser head, but I was listening to a thing about podcasting, and they're like, you should always podcast with kindness and like make sure that if the people that you were talking about heard it, like they would like what they heard. And I was like,
I think they would.
Casey, you're not an eraser head. Anyway, blah, 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 blah. Okay, so the bottom line is Casey had no prospects. No money, no prospects, okay? And he's a new classic. And he then needs to tell Brittany that Peter is slandering her good name, saying that she's here for clout, here for the followers. She's an Instagram hoe. So then she confronts him. Why would you confront him? As if you could have any conversation with him that was even remotely normal. This guy seems completely incapable of like human connection at large.
But she missed that from the get-go. Like she even after their horrible date, she like still thinks that she'd be able to reason with him and be like, hey, and that he would just be like, oh shit, you caught me. I was calling you a clout chaser. Like, I'm sorry about it. Like, no, what did you expect? And the thing that's crazy to me too, and is so annoying, is just like, we all as a collective need to start calling men or women, whoever it may be, out on a date. If they will not stop talking, you gotta just call them out and be like, I'm not into this. You won't stop talking. And for that reason, I'm out. Because they're going to keep making the same mistake over and over and come up with these ideas like, oh, she wanted to be Instagram famous. And it's like, no, she just wanted to talk about herself for like 2 seconds out of a 4-hour date. And you just kept talking and talking and talking, dude. And that's the problem. And she wouldn't just say that to him.
Yeah, right. Like, well, right. Why did she pretend like all good? Like, he left the date thinking that it was fine. She didn't kiss him. But like, other than that, he didn't seem to have an indication of this didn't go well until he realized that she didn't think it went well. And then he was like, yeah, it wasn't really good. She was fake. She really like, I don't know. It's like, yeah, like why, like at that. And it's like, you're on a TV show. It's like, right. She should have just been like, hey, Peter, try to talk for the next 5 minutes and don't mention pizza, like anything just to change it up. But like, I don't know. I feel like we can pull up her chart too. I don't remember from last week. Do you remember what Brittany's moon is? I know she's an Aquarius. What's her? Yeah, I can pull it up, but it's like, I feel like Brittany, like, I think she's just, I don't know. To me, if I were on the yacht with him, I would either be funny as shit about it and be like, yo, you need to shut the fuck up in whatever way, or yeah, I would completely and totally dissociate. So I don't know how she remained silent and yet present.
I think she dissociated.
Right, so that's why I'm pulling up her moon, because I'm like, was it a dissociation situation? Or was she, you know, was she convincing herself that it was going to work? I mean, let's see. Oh, right, she's a Cancer moon. Okay, so that's why. She's an Aquarius sun, Cancer moon. So she basically, I think she sort of like felt bad for him a little. And I think she was going to go back and talk shit immediately. But I think when she was Cancer moon, when she was sitting there with him, I do think she has the ability to dissociate. I think she was noticing how she was feeling, but then she could be like, oh, but that I can kind of like listen to and, you know, relate to and feel like maybe this isn't that bad, or, you know.
Yeah,
I feel like where it really went downhill for her, there was a moment, because I don't even think she minded the pizza talk. I think if you're on this show on some level, you're like, yeah, find me a husband, or at least get me some cash. Like, let's get it going. He's an entrepreneur. He's a pizzapreneur who doesn't like pizza. He's got a point there, you know?
Right. Right.
And clout chasing as he might be, we all talk about this pizza. Okay. So, okay. Maybe he's not horrible. I was shocked that she thought because she was like, he's pretty cute. And I was like, Mar-mar. But I feel like it was when they were in the water, they jumped in the water with their microphones. They did subtitles. I feel like when he was like, what was the first thing you noticed about me? And she's like, how beautiful your eyes were. And he's like, that's it. And she was like, dude, what do you want me to say? Like, why wouldn't she then be like, what did you notice about me? Or like, maybe right. edit, but like, it does seem like she didn't utter a word other than your eyes.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think maybe that's why, as soon as she heard like him saying, oh, she's just chasing clout, blah, 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 she like kind of flipped and was like, is this guy kidding me? Like, I gave him such a benefit of the doubt. I sat there and listened to his stupid pizza thing the whole time.
I actually think
instead of just like telling him the truth and being a little bit mean to him and giving him like a little bit of humble pie. And so the second that she found that out, she just was like, I got to tell this guy what's up, because she was kind of holding it in.
I think that actually makes perfect sense. Also with that Cancer moon, like her, like she is moody. And so I think she, hold on a second. KK, am I too loud? I'm like screaming. I just get passionate. I'm just passionate. I'm disrupting everything. I'm disrupting my dad's sleep, the dog and the surge protector. But anyway, it's like, I feel like, yeah, she was like, oh, I feel bad for him. I'm just going to be kind. I want him to like me. I want him to be nice. I'm a nice girl, blah, blah, blah. I want to have a good edit where I'm just like, nice. I want to be down. I didn't kiss him. All good. But then, yeah, like after a long day, she's exhausted. She now is like on the record. She's like getting pumped about talking shit and telling everyone the story. She's doing well. She's getting
loving it.
Finally got a little bit of like action on the beach, even with the, like, we have literally, she's been almost a non-factor other than
such a snooze, such a snooze. Like
someone else that Romeo tried to kiss. It's like, burger.
Yeah, it was like you were so much more interesting when you were like maybe an escort. We wish
you were an escort.
Yeah, like that seemed so badass. She had like this edge to her and this like moodiness. No, not really. Like it was just.
Wow, I totally forgot that that's who that was.
Yes. Yes.
Right. She should be thanking her lucky stars that she got a storyline like that.
Even an edgy,
if she's just saying this isn't true, it's like, right, like that's great. That's way better than your drama being that you didn't shut Pizza Peter up. Like watching that fight was tough. I was like, we gotta move on from this. Like that's where I'm like, do they not have enough? Like, and then it's like, we gotta get him off the beach. We gotta get off. Dude, he's just like, how about he just like doesn't get a rose? And then they like all gang up on him. They kick him off the beach. Then he's like, you don't kick me off the beach. I quit. And it's like, isn't there a rose ceremony? And like, no one's going to give him the rose.
Right. Like that's them kicking you off the beach. Essentially.
Why gotta kick him off the beach? Right. They're going to kick you off, or you can decide to leave. But like, either way, you're not, he's not, why are we spending our night when we're trying to find love, kicking someone off the beach who's leaving the beach?
Right. Okay, so let's keep following Brittany's through line through these two episodes. So that we might as well, because there's so many different ways we can go with this.
Indeed.
So then she's still got this thing with Andrew going on. So they kind of just like were like, oh, you're around, I'm around. Let's pretend that we like each other is how it read to me. Like,
right. Well, once they connected, they did match. And I'm telling you, like, either there's like a right away like thing. Or I do think sometimes on this show, when it's like, I go back to my Gabby Eric example, like sometimes the people that are meant to, like, are the obvious matches for each other, don't obviously pick each other because it's actually vulnerable. It's like, there could be something like, we're on the beach in Paris, we know this is nothing. Like, I imagine everyone's going in like, yeah, I'm going to find love. At the same time, they're all probably mentally preparing themselves for not finding love.
Yeah, so yeah, yeah.
Like
so true. You know, it's a slow burn.
Yeah, like, and when they connected, I was like, they're sort of the same brand, which is like attractive for sure, but like slightly like nice face. It's hard to explain. Like there's something like it's just the same store in the mall.
Wait. They're all like this. Okay, because then later Brittany goes for our boy Tyler, Jersey Wildwood Tyler.
Right.
Andrew goes for Jasenia. Well, Jasenia goes for Andrew, let's be honest. And they all do kind of have that.
Yes, what same is brand. It? No,
like a,
you know,
cherub,
exactly what I
like
mean.
A cherub, like an angelic child, like an innocence or
yes. Right.
A pure, I don't
it's like,
know.
It's like baby teeth. It's like like their teeth, and they look like teeth, but it's like tiny little chiclet teeth. Like it's like
they might just all legitimately just be like only 24. Yeah, they could be,
right. Like they might actually have just graduated from college, right? They're
but like Britney seemed so much older when I thought she was an escort.
Right.
And thank God you don't want a really young escort. That's not gonna, well, it'll probably do well, but.
Well, and I also think it's like the same goes for Andrew, which is like Andrew as a professional football player, really fucking hot. Yeah. Andrew as a professional football player in Vienna, Austria, not as hot.
Not as hot.
It's like, oh, so.
I forgot right. about that.
So we have like Aaron Rodgers' brother is here, Jesse Palmer, who's actually on ESPN still. He was an actual, you know, athlete who then parlayed it into a broadcast career, as cool as it gets. Like, okay, so like putting football player as his like moniker, it's like a little bit like sort of mean. It's like, oh, well, I don't know. No judgment of that. But it's the same thing, right? It's like, it's just like, it isn't the initial like, oh shit. Like he played with Tom. He played for Green Bay. He played for in college. No. It was in Vienna, Austria.
Yeah. Like I would still be like, okay, that's cooler than what the fuck I do for money. But like, you can't just write professional football player without letting you know that European
wasn't in the NFL, guys.
Yeah. And I'll also say the way that they're all reading with this like bit of innocence, whatever it is, kind of a cherub kind of a vibe, could be totally different when you meet these people in person. Like I'm sure Andrew probably is a big dude who like has a large stature, but
there is something about him that is like Rodney is like hot, whereas Andrew is like nice.
Yeah. And Rodney's also nice, but he's hotter.
But there's something about Andrew that specifically
Andrew's like cuter.
Nice boy, like right, he's like a little cutie, right? They're like this whole fourth group, like they're all little cuties.
Yeah, little cuties. Like
Rodney's a whole ice cream sandwich.
Yes he is.
They're a little,
or an apple whatever, because he was always about the apples. Then you have Tyler too,
little cutie,
right? Little cutie. And then you see his body in the photo and like the whole thing with Shanae with the tantric yoga, and it just like you're like,
and this. her body looks great. I do have one more thing to say about Jasenia, okay, real quick.
Looks great.
Everyone looks great. I mean, if I saw my arms on TV once, it would change my life. Okay, so anyway.
Exactly.
Right now I'm like, I'm wearing a sweatshirt and a blazer to the Javits Center. I'm good.
That's somebody's paradise.
Sure. Well, actually, part of why I prefer like warm weather pool, aside from the nervous system regulation that it provides me and the luxury lifestyle that I'm trying to get.
Drainage.
Yeah, exactly. All of it. All right. The just everything about pina coladas midday. But I realized that, especially now that I'm so soft bodied, bathing suit is actually like the only flattering thing that I mean, look, all I could do today was velvet pants, a blazer with a sweatshirt. It's like, damn, I don't feel comfortable in clothes right now.
Okay. We can. All right. But you feel comfortable in bathing suits, but not clothing.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, like the human body is beautiful, but clothes are not made for like people. They're made for like thin people, thin-ish people, like athletic people, and then fat people. And it's like, you know, I'm in this sort of like in between size. It's like you're nothing flattering. I have to belt fucking. Thank God I have fanny packs, because otherwise I'm gonna need to be. I almost belted my sweatshirt today because I saw a TikTok. So that's a whole other thing. But anyway, there was like a whole like how to belt your sweatshirt for fashion, and I'm like, really?
On top of the whole rest of the sweatshirt,
I'm gonna wrap the blazer right in there so they know I have a waist. But
Anyway,
I'll say the pin I want to put in this nice guy foursome, Jasenia and Andrew. Everything about this was her waiting to tell him that she was into video games.
Right. That's right.
And his reaction, I think, describes exactly what we're talking about. Wait, what? Did you beat a game? And she was like, yeah. And he was like, oh my God. And it was like, and then she was like, yeah. Like most guys don't even get that deep enough to know that I like love video games. And it's like, okay, is this another like Amber Heard saying like, oh my God, your favorite obscure poet's my favorite obscure poet. Like, cause she had Googled him, or did she see him on Twitch, or like, did, I don't know. I just think that's such a, that everything about the way that the conversation like was concocted was all to get to her doing her big reveal, which is, and people don't even get to know me, like they don't even know that like I like video games.
Oh my God, you're so right. It's like a bit of a chicken or the egg situation, because it's like, okay, obviously girls like video games, like not me, but like
is she a, is she a pro gamer, or is she playing Mario Kart at parties and it's fun? Like, what are we talking about?
Right. Is she playing like Sims? Like, I used to love like Sims, but I could not get through the first level of Harry Potter, and like that's the hardest thing that I ever tried to play. But like,
is she doing Dungeons and Dragons? Is she doing Grand Theft Auto? Like, what? I love video games. That's,
and like, that's... are you genuinely into video games, or did you start playing video games because you knew dudes would be into you if you were into video games? Now, the hard part is, we all go through our formative years when we're teenagers, sure, with raging hormones that actually really do alter the way that we behave and like make us do things like play video games just so that guys will like us. Now,
the amount of times that I saw OAR.
I'm not going to lie to you, Sarah. I just saw OAR like 2 months ago.
Other than, hey, girl, come with me. What is another good song?
Let yourself go, go.
What's
yeah.
What's another great
one? It was a crazy game of poker.
Yeah, that's where it's like, I don't know. I just feel like that's not for Jews. Like, there's just something a little bit too, like, there's OAR. Look, I liked OAR to a point, but I was there because that's like what the guys were like drinking beer to.
Oh, absolutely. And, same.
No. When
probably I why I was there 2 months ago.
Right, you're literally still like, I'll still drink with the guys. Right, I want to maintain this relationship. He loves to drink. We're going drinking. He's South African, but you know, but like also Dispatch. Like I saw Dispatch.
Yeah, I saw them together. That's really why I went, because Dispatch. I honestly do love their latest album. I think it was like 2-3 years
really?
Ago.
I'm pre-pandemic. Open.
Yes,
I'm
honestly open. Love it. But like,
I spent a huge amount of money at the PNC Bank Art Center in my lifetime and yours. And same. Like, I would like to. I just feel like there were like the few songs I like loved, but like then people would like be playing the catalog, and I'd be like, "What is this fucking guy with the guitar shit? Like, get me out of here. Give me something right. To fuck to."
Maybe that's the issue. They're just.
I guess that's why I would like the Jews wouldn't listen to this, because it's like it's either, you know what I mean. It's like it's gotta move me. I don't need tunes. I need music.
Like sexually or just like emotionally?
What's the difference?
Oh,
anyway, I'm not judging you. And I confessed to Molly last week.
No, it's fine. We can judge.
Well, because Molly said she hates feet with long second toes. I told her finally, I have long second toe. It's okay that you didn't, that you like OAR and that you just went. I just didn't. And I was literally reciting all the lyrics of the song. You want to see, like, I'm trying to think of the other ones. Like, I just
it's a really good example of what we're talking about, though.
And
it
I really have long is. Toes. And I have long toes. So
Dan has a long second toe too.
Really?
Yeah, it's okay.
Cool.
That's I love awesome. Him. Okay. Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah. Right. You married up. I mean, maybe it's like one of those things. If you're left-handed, you're a genius. Maybe the second long toe. Maybe you're a good spouse.
Yeah, I hope so.
Anyway, that was the nerdy Jasenia thing I wanted to say. It was just like them being like, oh my god, video games in your fucking way. I was like, okay, wow, that is like just the nerdiest shit I've ever seen on like a sexy, in a bathing suit. Like, okay. So like, yeah, people don't even get to know that about me. It just made me laugh.
No, and wait. Okay, that made me think of the other thing too. You know, it's one of my biggest pet peeves is someone's like, I'm just such a nerd about blah, blah, blah. Or like, I'm going to nerd out here for a second. Right. It kills me. Because
what does that even mean? What does that mean? I'm a nerd
like,
about
it's just
it.
Like, like, let me be passionate about something. Okay, then just be passionate about it. Like, just care about it. Why do you have to call yourself a nerd? Like, I can't say, and I know, and like, I understand the thing. It's like, kind of like that other thing I said was my like least favorite thing when people do the head exploding.
Oh, yeah, you hate that. Except for that one time it really, when it works, but yeah.
I know. And so does the nerd thing. So I totally get it. But like, right. Like sometimes you just are a nerd about something, but at the same
time. I nerd out about buying like, suspenders.
Well, if you're a nerd like me and it's like, okay. Everyone's a nerd about something, like.
But like, what does that mean? When someone says I'm a nerd about, what does that mean? Like they're passionate. They just love it.
Yeah, about like the details of like whatever OAR or something. Like I'm an OAR nerd.
But it's like I feel like when I think about nerds, it's like they weren't necessarily good in school. They were just bad socially.
Right. Or is that like a dweeb?
Or like a dork?
Or a dork? I feel like a nerd is good in school.
I'm just gonna say let's put it in the back burner because Mars is in Gemini. We have Mercury in Libra. This is a time to just kind of allow all the ideas to percolate. So this is not going to be forced. But if it comes up throughout the course of the beach while we're on it, or mm-hmm. or any of the other, you know, certainly. I mean, we can even start with Zach. It's like would Zach be a nerd, a dork, a dweeb? This is not a nice podcast. That is such funny advice I got. Just make sure whatever you say, they, you know, they would love to hear. It's like.
is Zach a pube? Is he a herpes? Oh my god, I all of a sudden just went into like a fucking Bill Cosby impression. How about it?
Is Zach a pube?
Wait, what?
I just didn't that didn't sound like Cosby. Is Zach a pube? Is he a herpes?
Oh, I felt like that was more of like a Steve Urkel.
Okay, that's fair. I look forward to listening back, but yeah, Steve would be like, can I do that?
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas Cosby's like, wing, wing. I don't know. Anyway, the bottom line is neither of them are nerds, even though Urkel was pretending to be I'm a nerd about acting like a nerd. But
Steve in general, Urkel was a nerd.
No, he was a Gemini moon. He was Stefan.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy game of playing the nerder. Crazy game of dress up.
I feel like we have not fairly discussed this show Gemini at all. But
let's get back into the I'm just saying that, like, if it helps us to sort of, just for the sake of, like, the communication for the years ahead, like, just to keep the written word intact, like, as the redefiners of the language, like, if we could maybe help ourselves categorize, like, I think Jesenia is a bit dorky. I don't think she's a nerd about video games. I think she might be a dork.
Yeah.
You know? Like, Andrew reads to me as more of a nerd.
Yeah.
And I can't quite put my finger on why, but Casey's
it's
a
the
dweeb.
Pride. I
Casey's
think
a dweeb.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think Jesenia has a lot of like pride in what she's saying, which makes her a little bit more of a dork, like teacher's pet.
Right.
Like kind
right,
of vibe.
Right. She's like, no one's always cheating. And I'm telling, right. Even that's who she was on the season two. Like, get her chart up. Let's see what she is. Cause like, right. She's a so-and-so is cheating, seriously taking this, like, right. Dork.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, whereas Andrew's like trying to sit in the corner and just like, work on his like math problem or like video game or whatever and like nerd about it. Casey is working up all the courage that he has to tell the cool kids like some dirt on each other just to pass out once they do it.
And like then so basically like everyone thought he was having a seizure. Leo, right. Jill, I almost take back everything I said last episode. I fell in love with Jill and just like Jacob, we're out of it. But for a moment there, I saw her and I thought she was beautiful. Anyway, but yeah, it's just funny to see like Jill and Genevieve like running to the rescue. It's like, you guys, like, LOL.
Yeah, I was like, was she a nurse? And
happened.
I forgot. Like,
it's
like, both of them are just shooting from the hip at all times.
Just chill the fuck out. But okay, so then they run over. They show a shot of Casey laying down. It did look like he was having a seizure, unless they did something in post. Then he like just came to, like, oh yeah, I think I was blacked out there. Dude. And then he's like, no, it wasn't a seizure. I think I was overwhelmed. And then the EMT is like, well, how often does this happen? He's like, and I think he said something like, not since I was 9 or I'm now making it up. But didn't he say, when was the last time he had had like a faint? He fainted?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't catch that.
He said something and it was, I don't know. It was unclear to me. I remember thinking like, oh, is he going to say like, right before I came here, I actually have a seizure disorder? Or was he going to say like, oh, whatever. I don't remember what he said about the length of time, but
I remember them like, saying like, did you drink water today? Like, were you too hot? And he was like, no, it was just circumstantial. Like it was,
he like made sure that everyone knew like medically I'm fine. I just fainted because my emotions.
Yeah. And it's like, oh, sir.
All right. Well, but that's dweeby. That's like to have to be sent home. Like, that's where it's like, that's what I'm saying. Like, was like, what? The only reason I know he really did faint is because his ankle was clearly injured.
Yes.
But
yes,
otherwise, exactly. I would have said that was all a ruse just to be like, look, I cannot handle literally being publicly ignored on this show for four.
Well, even the beginning of that episode, too, all the guys were just like, it's going to be a bloodbath. It's going to be they kept saying it's going to be a massacre, a bloodbath.
You think that they manifested this?
Oh my god.
Like, someone's gonna hurt by the end of the night. Someone's like, gonna have a deep chaotic injury. It's gonna be a bloodbath. People are gonna drop like flies. Or first they're like Lord of the Flies, like Peter's gotta go, and then like Casey takes himself out, and it was in fact a bloodbath.
It actually was. That's crazy. Like, it literally, I just kept being like, they're obsessed with these words. Why is everyone saying this? Like, okay, there's more guys than girls here, and some of you are gonna go home. That's not a bloodbath. that is not a massacre. Like, y'all are dramatic as all hell.
Well, like, that's the thing, though. They, even, like, the language they use where it's like, I'm praying for a miracle. It's like, well, you don't need a miracle. There's, like, a whole staff that got your crush's names.
Yeah.
Like, way before this. And they do well if you keep dating, too. So, like, you don't need a miracle. You just need to... I would like literally just keep doing push-ups. Like, I don't know what.
Yeah, like literally, like, just don't think about it at all and just like enjoy your time on this crazy weird experiment. Which
I'm gonna pray for
back to our girl.
And just like that, someone I was talking to right before this arrived. It's like, okay, well, at least they're not lying anymore. Like, they're just meeting. It's like, okay, like, yeah,
yeah.
These are missed connections that are being revisited.
Right, right. So true. So.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Speaking of which, Shanae.
Perfection.
The only one who, besides maybe Jacob, who's appropriately enjoying this ride for what it is.
1000%.
Did not think twice about ditching Logan and just going for it with Tyler.
My question, though, is, was this a little bit of Shanae's old ways where, because Brittany and Tyler did hit it off right away. They were very clearly feeling it.
Yeah.
And yeah, there was that hot Australian guy. Why did I was shocked. I was shocked that she picked Tyler.
Yeah, that didn't make sense to me either. Like, yeah.
Tyler?
But that's our girl, you know? She's gonna shock. She's gonna surprise. She's gonna shrimp prize sometimes. You know, I didn't really see her with James either. I still think she and Logan are the best suited here, but I think she and the Aussie guy could have been a good match too.
I know, but instead she decided to just shrimp scampi away towards little Tyler, who's already kind of like into Brittany. Don't like, why you already have someone you like? Why do you need to like break up the one thing that's happening? I don't, it's just like, no, it's not nice, but okay.
Because she's an agent of chaos.
She's an agent of chaos. She truly is. She is dark feminine fire. She's the water fire combo of reality TV show dreams. And yeah, we thank her for that. And she looks great. She had fun. So yeah, she and Tyler went on the date. There really didn't seem to be any chemistry. I thought, what a waste of tantric yoga. And also how different it feels. Like, the reason I thought the Jill and the Jacob date was so hot and romantic is because there was such a sincere vulnerability, like, for both of them. Like when Jacob was like listening to her, like, what do you like about him? And, you know, and she's like, this and this, he makes you feel safe. And he was like, I don't know. There was just like, there was sort of like a visible dropping of the guard that occurred that I think was like the point of the segment, you know, like it is a way to speed up dating to, oh, let's get into tantric yoga. Like, okay. But I feel like with this yoga, like clearly you got a boner or whatever, but like, I don't know. I didn't for one second think that there was like a vibe.
Yeah.
Without unfathomable waste.
Yeah, they're just like ships in the night. Like, it's, they're missing each other. It's not right.
And she, even if it's not true, he looks so much shorter than her.
But yeah, I don't, it's
like
just
when I think of the avatars in my mind of them. I don't remember if in the,
she's actual, larger than life.
Right. And he is sort of, he's just got a kiosk on the boardwalk.
No, not just a kiosk.
Right, he's got a wonderful kiosk on the
place. Yeah, don't.
But no,
say
I
like
just
that.
Feel like it's, no, I feel like he's like very, like, even though like he's hot, but he works in the banana stand kind of vibe.
Yeah.
You know, it's like he's got to do something like dinky, like, right.
Yeah,
so it's
guys,
like,
I have to tell the readers about my magazine article. Remember when I sent you that SJ mags? It's like South Jersey Magazine. And there was an article about Tyler.
Oh, yeah, tell him. I'm gonna get through. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't reveal anything. He was very well media trained, but he was like, they asked him in it if we'll ever see him on another one of the franchises. And he was like, well, maybe I'll tell you in my next interview. So I was like, this motherfucker's showing up on Paradise.
Tyler. Okay, Tyler.
Yeah. And now here he is. But like, isn't that great? I was like, oh my God, he's in my local zine.
No, that's actually so special. And like, if you were to run into him, you could tell him you ran with Tasia.
Yes, it all comes around.
You're going to be able to just start name dropping these people, and that's how we're going to get like in.
Yeah, we just keep doing it until it works. No matter how long it takes us.
Forever. So long as there still is a Trashler Nation, we will be talking trash.
That's right. So what I loved that they did on this episode is that like they had the Shanae and Tyler date, and then side by side, they got Logan and Sarah going on a date. Right. Like, you know, they kind of like figured that out and planned it together.
100%. Because they're trying to break up the couples now. They're like, okay, they're break them like, up. Who's comfortable? Let's fuck them up.
Fuck them up. So Logan, like, he does this a lot, because he did in the beginning too, like where he like pretends to be conflicted about this and everything. And that's why you gotta like love Shanae, because she's not even pretending to be conflicted. She's just like, no, I'm doing this for what it is. And like some of the other people embrace that too this episode. And at this point, we've come so far into the chaos that I'm like, honestly, you don't know what could happen at all. You might as well just embrace it. And I honestly feel like Shanae and Logan may come back together after this and be better for it.
Ooh.
Because they both strayed.
Well, but like, it's also why they're kind of perfect for each other too. I mean, let's not forget, Logan was Logan Two Chicks, and he did switch mid game. He now is coming in hot as I'm a one girl guy. But it's like, you really can't be mad at each other for pretty much anything, just because now you're in the mood for monogamy. Don't come to the beach then.
Yeah, and it's like, but neither one of them is gonna like hold it against the other person, because they literally both did it. So it's perfect. They're just gonna be like,
totally,
we good, wipe the slate clean, it's fine. Because I don't think he and Sarah are like the thing.
I mean, we can look at the charts. I don't know if he and I
just feel like he would have been more into ditching Shanae if he liked the girl better.
Logan, December 14th, 1995, San Diego, California. He is a Sagittarius sun, Virgo moon. Now, hang on, let me double check. Shanae Bachelor.
Some would call her Shrimpnay, aka Logan. Queen of the Beach, I would say.
She's a Aries sun. She's a Cancer moon. She also has a lot of Pisces in her chart. So, like, I mean, she's a complex character. That is for sure. I mean, we love to see it. I mean, that is what these shows are for. But okay, it's good to confirm that the info is correct.
I'd say they're compatible, like, based on sun moon signs. Like,
based on sun moon, I would say they're highly compatible. Yeah. I didn't think Sarah was staying, but maybe I'm wrong. I didn't think they clicked either. But here, I'll pull Sarah. Do you have Sarah from last time?
Yeah, Sarah, Taurus sun, Sag moon.
Wow, God bless you. And that's interesting, because that's even more compatible with Logan.
Yeah. Whoa. It is.
Wow. That's shoot. Like, whoa. Wow. How quickly astrology can change the vibe.
Can you explain to us why that's even more compatible? So Taurus sun, Sag moon, and he's got Sag sun, Virgo moon.
Right. So, okay. For the record, we are doing this. This is deeply irresponsible astrology. This is totally fun. We don't have time. These moons, we hope this shit is right. We don't know. Bachelor info dash wiki dash fan. who's vetting this site? Okay. Logan. Okay. So the reason that I say a Taurus Sag may be better for him, because Sagittarians are very,
watch what, like, you say.
Well, no, I mean, actually, I was gonna say, like, regal, majestic, like,
grandiose.
Yeah, like, but just like, there's a, they have gravitas, right?
Yeah.
And there is a discernment, and Sagittarius is like the capital T truth, even if it's not. It's the preacher. It's like party bro, ultimate party bro, but it's like also in the coolest, biggest, like, it's like not too drunk. It's like high-end cocktails at my on the yacht. Like, Sagittarius is like big, fun, passion, right? But it's distinguished. It has taste. It is the last of the passionate signs. Okay. So on some level, there is a connection because fire is fire and, you know, Aries spark, and then the whole, you know, Sagittarius can take that and run with it. But I sort of think Logan, I think he might find an Aries Cancer, like a little bit plebeian, like a little bit like,
ooh, yeah,
young,
simple,
like at first it's like, oh my God, that gorgeous fire, and she was rejected on the show and I was rejected on the show and blah, 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 or whatever. And I think if they were to get to know each other, I think he would find her childish. I think he would find her immature, childish. Like in Logan's mind, what he went through on his season, like even like flashing to that date that he was on with like some random chick. And he was like, first of all, I intend to be a one woman man and I'm here just for Shanae. And then he's like, LOL, I went on a date with someone else, but okay. But he's like, I'm really intending. He was talking to the Australian. So he's like, I'm intending to be a one woman man. Like Shanae's really got my mind. And like, then they like cut away and they cut back to the conversation and he looks like pained. And he's like, yeah, like with Gabby, it was like, we connected. And she's like, oh, you really had something with her. And he's like, yeah, but it's like they were, I'm not even doing a good impression. It was so long ago. It was two days and 4 hours ago. But like, it's like, I feel like he was talking about it as if like he went through something on his season, which is that like, he like had to like go through being the guy who like switched teams or like he was just talking about it as if it was like going through something.
Yeah.
And like, it's not a sob story is all I'm saying. Yeah. It's like, we're not like, oh man, that was so hard. He like realized he liked the other girl once he was already on the cruise in the Bahamas and then she let him stay. It's like, dude, like they weren't that mad and you got COVID right after. So you didn't really want to be there. So whatever. Okay.
Yeah. Like they weren't going to throw you overboard, dude.
Right. Like all good. Right. Hilarious time to do that. But okay. So
yeah. So for Sarah, since she's Taurus, Sun, Sag, Moon.
Right. First of all, we love to see a Sun-Moon connection in relationships. There's just an ease of understanding. There's the idea of, and actually that. Susie and Clayton, exactly. Who I do think stand a chance at getting back together. And I think like, I mean,
even Gabby and Eric,
even for you though. Okay. We can now compliment Dan again. Ears open, Dan. But it's like, even with you and Dan, it's like the fire connects with the, like the fire in the air is flipped. It's a checkerboard.
Yeah. So, and then we're both water rising too.
That's great. Right. So there's this right. So there's like an energy of like we're protecting ourselves. We're moving intuitively. We're going towards love. We're going to do it together. We're going to merge. We're going to be a fan. We're going to keep it safe. But then you get wild sometimes and he gets to be wild sometimes and you get to be like, whoop sometimes and he gets to be whoop sometimes. And it's like that. We like to see the checkerboard. We like to see the checkerboard. Now, when we're talking about Sarah and Logan, we're talking checkerboard because we have the sun connecting his fire sun connecting with her fire moon in the same sign. So it's almost like he the way that he acts feels like true to her soul. And he feels really seen and validated as that big pompous Sagittarius. Right. And then his moon in Virgo loves to like serve, protect, work for, be impressive and helpful and of service to like a divine goddess Taurus, who as a Taurus, I totally get her being, first of all, she does kind of have Molly's theory of like Taurus wide face. Mm-hmm. And she like those big eyes with Taurus wide face. It's gorgeous. But she also like, it's like, right. She's mellow. She's, like she was actually so mellow on Clayton's season that the girls were like, we know she's lying about shit because she actually was so, I think, basic actually. Like it was like,
yeah.
I think she was being honest about, like, I don't even remember what they like said that she was like lying about or whatever, but it's like, she seemed relatively normal on that season and they just ganged up on her because she was hot. And now she's back and she presents like really beautifully and like, I think she's more elegant than Shanae. I think she does have that Taurus regal earthy, like they're both earth and fire. So it's like, they need that passion. They want that fashion. He wants that attention. She wants like to be divine goddess inside. She wants that passion too. And inside he wants to serve a divine goddess. Shanae has a Cancer moon and a Virgo moon isn't bad. They're both very maternal signs. They care about caring. They care about nurturing, building home, building family, serving each other. But it's like, they might end up in a fight about who's actually the martyr of the family. Whereas a Sagittarius moon and a Virgo moon, I feel like those are two energies that are just going to be easier to like be on the same vibration with. Like, I think he would be proud to be with someone like, I think he probably even likes that Sarah like got kicked off before, because she still has that victim thing that he gets to save. So he's like, yeah, you did. Yeah. You had an even harder time than me. You know? And, but then she isn't like embarrassing him yet, but Sarah really didn't do anything like deeply embarrassing. I actually think Clayton really liked her.
Yeah, totally. I think she was just like kind of young and the girls were like, no,
she's not ready to be a wife.
She's not ready.
She's not ready to be a wife. It's like, whoa.
Yeah, like so intense. What's funny too is like how you said that, just like, I mean, Shanae, if you just saw like a picture of her, looks like she has her act together. Like her look is like very together, but as soon as you get to know her as a person, it's just like all fire. Like just like, whew, like she's coming in hot. She's getting shit done. She's stirring it up. She's saying literally the first thing that comes to her mind at all times.
Well, and it's like kind of a cuckoo chart. Like it's sort of like Aries sun, so she's like really impulsive, and then Cancer moon, every hour, every minute the moon moves, so as due to her moods, and so she really is like primal and like just like extremely like leadership oriented cardinal. These are both cardinal signs, but like it's the two messiest by far.
Yeah.
The messy that. Leadership signs.
Oh my gosh. Okay. I think that about says it for them. So basically our prediction/thought would be that probably Logan and Sarah would be the better match here, because more of a checkerboard.
I hate to say it, but I think that is so.
Yeah. That's what the astrology is saying. My gut reaction was that he and Shanae will go through all of this and come out better for it on the other side. We'll see what goes on. They're still compatible, but I think you're right. I think the astrology makes Sarah better. The better catch here.
Let me tell you, do you know what I think sort of would have sealed the deal for Shanae? Like, I would agree with you if she wasn't putting his bracelet on her foot.
Yes, that is sort of a funky, like not so feng shui kind of like, I don't know what it is. I think I read some book like at the vet when I was like 7 years old that was like for pets and whatever, how to treat them. And it was just like, never, it was like just goofy, cute little coffee table book, but it was like, don't pet your dog or cat with your foot, because like they will just know that like that's your foot and it's not your hand. And like, it's like almost disrespect. I don't even know like if it says why. It was just like, just don't do it. Like, it's almost like lazy and disrespectful in a way. Like, I don't know, but it's still, you know, those random things from childhood that just, they're just in there and they're not going.
I'm afraid to put my hand out of the car window sometimes, because my dad told me that an airplane was going to come down and cut it off.
An airplane.
He actually said when I repeated that to him as an adult, that he would have never said an airplane would have come down. So that might have been my take at the time. I was a young girl. I think
you had to add a little spin.
I think he was trying to say like another car.
Yes. Actually what's interesting about that is Molly wrote a story at around 8 years old about some girl whose hand was run over or hit or something. I can never figure out quite which it was. I didn't think she had really worked out the mechanics at that point.
Well, I thought it was an airplane that did it, so I totally get what
you're saying. Perhaps it was an airplane, but it's interesting. She had a similar hand car out the window fascination that I certainly didn't experience. That's actually
bizarre.
I know. And like, she just crafted this whole story. Like, my mom was like, I don't know where she came up with this. It's amazing. But you were just thinking the same thoughts.
I mean, like attracts like, you know, like, why are Molly and I such natural partners? Because we've just been on the same vibration. But you know what we have? We have a moon to sun connection.
Oh, so true.
My point is made. We just know there's a level of, when you have things, I mean, and you know, it doesn't need to just be sun and moon. When you really have like a familiarity with your chart, like we connect. So Gemini, right? Like we connect with Gemini and like my descendant in Sagittarius, when you know how people fit into your chart, it's just like, I don't know. I think it enriches the intimacy in one of the only genuinely like non-sexual or like non, like, I mean, yeah, with friends it's different, but it's like, but at a certain point with friends, there is like a block around intimacy. Cause it's like, well, but like, you know, at a certain point you're just like, hey, put your pussy away. I don't want to see your pussy anymore. You know what I mean? It's like, sometimes it's like too intimate or what, but so I think that's what I mean by sexual, but it's like, I feel like with astrology, it's like, no, like this part of me knows this part of you, and it's just human.
Yeah. And it's just stuff that like probably wouldn't actually come up in conversation, like where you would figure that out otherwise, but you'd be like, we have something in common. I can't quite put my finger on it, but like, it seems right. Like we do. Right. And I put your finger on it, not to make it sexual again, but here we are. You're
talking about paradise, baby. This whole place sweats.
That's what it is. What was funny too, was Shanae wanting to go to the Boom Boom Room, much nicer Boom Boom Room in this hotel with Tyler, no. But Jill came in and totally crashed the party.
Oh my God. Wait. Okay. Right. Those are the two things. Right. Okay. So number one, I couldn't believe these women. I would rather be getting bit by crabs on the beach than have AC for a week. I'm like, you know what?
I know. It's like, enjoy the AC. Look really freaking good when you go back to the guys.
You might like, have fun. If you have fun, the chances of like when you going back there, they're being, because it's like at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what it comes down to. Like, it doesn't really matter what kind of connections the other people have made.
Right.
What really matters is when it comes down to it, who's the pick? And that is, I think, an energetic thing more than it is a, like, because that's what we saw with Logan. It's like, you can use all the words you want. I'm actually just here for Shana. Oh, okay. But what about hot ass, cool ass, more distinguished Sarah?
Right. And then he's like, oh, yeah, true. I didn't think about that. I mean, I guess. Right. I guess if I have to, like, and then they make out. It's like, okay.
It's like, there's no fucking promises here, guys.
Yeah. And like,
whole thing's a fantasy suite.
The whole thing. Exactly. The whole thing's a fantasy suite. What was so hilarious to me was like, when the guys were literally in the pool, just being like, will you please play chicken with us? And the girls were like, no, I just can't right now. And it was just like such a funny, like, comic book version. Like, I was like, just play chicken with them. Right. Like, what are you like?
They were actually too chicken.
So true. They so true. Chicken. And the other guy that's there, Alex Bordy or something.
Is it Australian?
He's not Australian. I thought he was from another country, but maybe he's not. I was just Googling. But he was one of my faves from Rachel Lindsay's season. She had a good group of guys.
I feel like there was like a lot of people in both of these tidal waves of new faces, new bodies that like, I genuinely was like, I have no idea who that is.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause I mean, he was from a while back. And the other thing was like, it started to become clear tonight why Lace was back. I think this is all an elaborate scheme to have Lace have a meltdown. Like, I think they waited to find out who she was into. Then they withheld that guy's person that he said he wanted to meet at the beach until they did this whole thing so that she would have, because I'm like, why is Lace allowed? Because okay, so basically,
yeah, narrate more for us. I'll put it all together.
I know, we should have just said that from the beginning.
Yeah,
so then at the end, Lace decides she can't take it anymore and she needs to go see Rodney. Now, why is she just allowed to go to the beach? Like, why wouldn't Serene want to do that too? Like, wouldn't everyone want to do that? Wasn't that the whole point? That none of them were allowed to do that. The right. reason why is because this was a setup. This was a mouse trap. And by mouse, I mean loose. And by loose, I mean Lace.
A loose lace mouse trap.
A loose lace crabby little mouse trap.
And she took the cheese.
She took the cheese. And then she goes, and what does she find? Rodney and Eliza coming back from their date. Tragic, but inevitable, reality. It seems, because he knew he was into Eliza as soon as he met her. So
Eliza is stunning.
Yes. I remember us being sad that she left as early as
she did. Oh my God, did we manifest? We said she's too pretty even for Clayton, and she's too pretty to go home right now, but like, she didn't get a single minute of airtime, but she's the prettiest person we've seen on the show so far. I really think we said that.
Oh my God.
What?
I'm just amazed at us.
No, I thought like a dog shit on the floor.
Oh yeah, I have a note that says Eliza gets the rose. She's a cutie.
Oh my God. God bless you for taking notes. Oh my God. Yeah.
And another one that said Eliza understood the assignment. She made a scrapbook, yeah. I guess.
No, I think we were like standing her so hardcore, but like she and Clayton, I don't think they spoke a word to each other.
No. But she and Rodney, definite.
Great chemistry.
Great chemistry.
According to this, Lace is a Scorpio Sun conjunct Pluto and a Capricorn Moon. So she's like a war goddess. She's all business. She's emotionally tough and
maybe like doesn't want to be vulnerable.
And doesn't want to look like why was she known as like the one that was loose and drinking? Because if she wasn't drinking, she would be like aside from it being good business, it is a little bit like, I don't think she has any intention of finding love on TV. I do think that she has an intention for this round of saving her reputation. And I think she's realizing I can never do this again. I can never come back here again.
I mean, we'll see this time next year if she just shows up again.
I just feel
she cannot,
because this eclipse is literally happening. We have an eclipse on the 25th. This eclipse is happening right on her Sun and Pluto. Even this summer though, as it was building, the South Node moving through Scorpio, Pluto and her Sun exactly conjunct with her Mercury. You know, it's like, I just feel like I feel like if we heard from Lace in like 5 years, 10 years, if she was like, yeah, I'm actually like a born again Christian, blah, 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 or like a Mormon, or not that she's even going to be something that's like so traditional or controlled or whatever, but just that like she could be,
because you're just saying like, she's going to have some kind of a like awakening or like a revamp.
Yeah. Like, I don't think that her chart is going through massive transformation. Saturn is on her north node right now. So she really is getting lessons in what she needs to really get like the message about. Like, Saturn transiting your north node, it's basically being like, hello, learn this. And like, you're going to want to act like your south node about it, which in Lace's case, the loose Lace case, the south node is in Leo. So she's like, me? You're breaking up with me? I'm going to drink. I'm going to do that. I mean, she does like act crazy. I mean, she's been like, she's called loose for a reason. And it's not because it rhymes with Lace. It's because she's loose, right? And it sounds like Lace. But I feel like I just think she really needs to get that she's not helping herself every day that she chooses to like, yeah, sign up for something that allows her to be used with the guise of money or fame or whatever. It's like, it's not going to work. Her power needs to actually come from like an internal place. And she has to be a little bit more heart-centered, or else she's just going to continue to climb up this ladder that ultimately is just like exposing how like used and abused she is. Like, I think you're totally right. I think now that you're saying it like that, right, why did she get to go home? I bet you the producers went to her. She wasn't more upset than Jill. I think they were like, hey, you seem really upset. Do you want to come back and see Rodney? So she thinks that it's like, yeah, I just need to like go there, because I've, in the confessional, she's like, I was really losing my shit. It's like, you weren't losing your shit more than anybody was losing their shit. And like, what were you going to do? Were you going to jump off the top of the building? It's like, they set her up. You're completely right. And then they did the opposite thing, which is that they set Michael up with a girlfriend.
Right. Right. We didn't even talk about that.
That's the last thing I want to say. Michael wasn't going to get a rose. And this is why I would be upset if I was Sierra. Because, and Brittany did too. Why don't people on this show just say, I don't like you?
Right.
Brittany should have said to Romeo, nah, I'm not interested. Brittany should have said to Peter, no, I'm not interested. Michael should have said to Sierra, I'm not interested.
Yeah.
What is that? I like his friend. Right. The reason she went home is because that's humiliating to like, to do something so like thoughtful and over the, I mean, that's an over the, to buy someone a constellation. I mean, you guys talk about disrupting the outer space. Like, wow. Right. To do that, like, with that much confidence and or maybe desperation, I don't know, but like, just like, if somebody says to you, like,
desperation,
constellation, King Senior, like, just the Gemini in me recognize the Gemini, yeah, but I'm giddy over that. I love rhymes, but it's like, yeah, it's like the fact that she's okay. If I remember correctly, Sierra is a Cancer Sun, Leo Moon. I believe that she, when he said to her, the problem I have with dating and why I'm scared to get close to you is that, like, I don't know if I'm quite over Laura yet. And, like, I sleep over the top of the bed still because I, whatever, whatever, right? I wear her clothes at night, right? And she's like, wow, yeah. Instead of her taking that as a hint that he's not, like, talking about what he likes about you, he's talking about how, you know, that, and that's what I said at the beginning too, like in his confessional, he was like, I know that Sierra knows that Laura will always be my number one. And it's like, well, I don't know if that's what she got
if you
that.
Met the right woman, then
you're on this show because you want to find love. So
yeah.
So then when he broke up with her, she gives this big, like, constellation reveal, and then he's like, here's the thing though, I get really afraid when I really, really like someone. I fucking hate that shit. I've been broken up with like that before, and you know what, when I think about it, I've actually done it myself, so I get it. It's a cowardly tactic.
It's hard to break up with someone,
but it's a lie. It's like, I'm just afraid that I like you too much. And it's like, okay, well then you have different words to describe. If you like them too much, you're too afraid to actually give them a rose or try to date them, because once you've, like, been making out with someone and they buy you a constellation, if you're afraid, like, dude. So anyway, I think when she got broken up,
he's not as in touch with his own emotions as he pretends to be.
I don't think he is. Well, I don't know. I mean, I thought Danielle and him, he did try to push her away too. Like, I usually feel the spark right away, and I didn't feel it right away. It's like, you know, you're dating her now. Like, that's going to, you guys, they set him up. I mean, Wells was literally like, oh, I have someone you got to meet. He was not going to get a rose. They basically, set Lace up, set Peter up, set blah, 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 in commotion. They are pulling the strings more in this season than I think we've ever seen.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, absolutely.
The seams are showing.
Yeah. And the last thing I want to say about, like, all of that too is, like, then at the end when Lace goes back to the table, it's very similar, because all the guys, like, she's just like, where's Rodney? And no one will just do the thing of, like, basically breaking up with her for Rodney. But it's like,
no, do him a motherfucking solid, guys.
Yeah. Now this is where Michael comes in handy, because, like, when he's not the bad guy, he can. So he just comes over and it's like, he's on a date with Eliza. Are you okay? Like, well, how, you know, are what you it is, doing? Though?
It's because he's a dad.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
Because he's like, okay, I have to, like, I know how to break, like, I'm responsible here to break the hard news and move you through it. That's what parents do.
Yeah. And this is where Lace gets kind of smart too, because she starts playing the game too, because the guys are like, oh, like, how are the girls doing? And she's like, well, how's Rodney doing? And they're like, well, we can't tell you. And she's like, well, I can't tell you either. And they're
she's a different. Scorpio she's sun, like, Pluto, isn't she, with a Capricorn moon? Yeah, she's a war goddess.
Yeah, she's like, I got information that you want. Like, she could have rocked their worlds and been like, actually, there's men there with the girls. Like, and she just chose not to. Like, imagine sitting on that little nugget. Oh my God, it's amazing. And
yeah, I mean, again, though, what a Scorpio Capricorn.
Mm-hmm. And I was thinking too, I was like, maybe they're doing business. Made her, like,
she's there doing business.
Yeah. I was like, maybe the producers, like, swore her to secrecy and told her not to tell them. But then I was like, they wouldn't do that, because if they did tell them, they know that all the guys would go all in with these new girls and there would be even more drama. So, like, the only thing keeping the guys not going full tilt with these girls is the thought that the other girls are just sitting there crying over them. But if they knew that they had guys too, they would just be all. So I was like, no, this is just Lace figuring it out on her own and being like, I'm not telling you guys. Now, I hope she tells them before she leaves, because I want them to know. But it's kind of fun without them knowing also.
Well, I think you're right. I hadn't even thought of that. Right. Like, I didn't connect the dots that they really didn't know. And it is. Yeah, I don't know what I would. I don't know what is. More, I don't know what would be more interesting to witness, like the girls come back and they deliver the information, or the guys find out. And I don't know if they knew that they were going to be with other guys. I don't, like, so you're saying that the reason that they're fucking around is because they assume the girls are fucking, or they know that the girls, or no, you're saying the reason that they're not fully fucking around is because they think the girls are just in, like, solitary confinement.
Yes.
And you're saying if they knew that the girls were also fucking around, they would be like, okay, but they're fucking around.
Yeah, so I'm going to fuck around too.
but the girls know that they are. So they're actually like, is he going to be mad when he finds out that I am too?
Well, you would think so, but then there's Shanae just going for it anyway. And the rest of the girls aren't really doing much.
Right. And it's just Shanae up to her old tricks, because it's like the one girl who actually like the one guy who like met someone now, just like, you bitch. But okay. Whatever. But that's what I'm saying. She's Aries Cancer. It's like she's like fuck it. Like she's a big baby, you know?
Yeah.
A big, powerful baby, you know? But anyway, that was what I wanted to say though, that, yeah, that's really interesting. Right. It was a setup and that's why Sierra went home, because she bought him a constellation and thought that they were the next Serene and Brandon, or, you know, whatever the other Jared and Fartsley, but it's like, that's not funny. Sorry. Jared and Fartsley. I need a better name for Ash.
I can't believe they made
flatulently. Flatulently. No. Anyway, like, just, he was like, I'm just not ready for love. And then she had to go home because obviously he was going to keep dating people on the beach. That's, if he was actually like, I'm not comfortable falling in love, I'm just too hung up on work.
Shortsley. And then it was in my head and I was like, I have to get this.
Ashley.
What? Ghastly.
Ghastly.
That's so narrative.
That's narrative, dude. That's fucking narrative, bro. No, honestly, that is so narrative. And like, I guess it was, I guess the way that I titled the last episode in it of itself, like this is the sign you're looking for. Like the title was Nartuitive, and it was Nartuitive.
That's no, the giggles.
The speech that I gave today, I watched the first panel and I went back right before I was about to go. And I was like, wait, like, what's my point? I'm like, why am I here? And he's like, you're talking about being rule breakers. And I was like, oh, okay, no. Like, and I'm like, actually, it's way better that I came instead of Molly.
Only you could just like do that out of nowhere and be like, okay, perfect, I'll talk for 5 minutes. Like, I would be like crabbing my pants. I would be ghastly.
Right, one of the only things that I can do. But yeah, like Nartuitive, I think, would be a good example of that. It's a brave choice. But I do think it's the combination of Capricorn Sun and Capricorn Moon that allows the space for Nartuitive. Molly does actually keep the SEO going enough that I feel confident to use a word like Nartuitive and know that we're not going to get searched for it. But when they find it, it's like an intuitive little nugget. It's a little shark.
It'll be a good SEO term in a year or two.
Watch. People are searching things and there are ways that you can be the answer to that question. So it seems intuitive, but no, that's not different. There's lots of podcasts with good SEO. Everyone's findable. Everyone's searchable. Are they NAR?
NAR.
And what they I'm so proud NAR. Of, what I'm so proud of is like Space Trash is both intuitive and Nartuitive.
The word Nartuitive is so good. I just have the giggles now, and I'm sorry because I'm not really contributing.
No, I actually think it's great. I think it's actually really great.
It also does remind me too, like Rodney and Eliza together, like have the giggles, and is that good? That's good for a relationship, right?
That's intuitive. But okay, like giggles are great. No, we're all giggles. If it's giggles, it's go.
I know, but what if you giggle to the point that you don't like, you can't have like sexual chemistry because you're giggling too much? Does that happen?
Well, the only thing that I think that would be bad is like when the dick popped out. If you were giggling at that point, I think it would be cruel. But otherwise,
it's like a giggle-free zone. But like sometimes you start with the giggles and you can't stop with the giggles.
Well, I mean, I do think anybody that I'm, if I have a good one, I can drop some real punchlines in the sack. So
it works.
I welcome all giggles. I expect all giggles. But I think if it's like, I don't want it to be like about like my leg hair or like my body parts or, you know what I mean? Like, so, but I don't think the giggles are, I don't think anyone's ever been too giggly for sex. I mean, I think it's an interesting question to, if you join the Patreon, let us know. Have you ever just giggled too much that you can't actually get your pussy wet or what? Like, I don't know. I guess that's the thing, right? It's like they can't broadcast it, but that's a real question, you know? And so, yeah, I mean, I don't know. They were a bit giggly. I mean, what I thought you were going to say, not that are they too giggly to fuck? Because at the end of the day, giggly plus bubbly, you're just going to get a little bit droopy and then you'll fuck.
But it's like,
oh, hit it with more bubbles.
Hit it with more bubbles. Got to get a little giggle. You got to add a little bubble.
Okay.
Not to do that strategy mode. But I feel like my issue with
Rodney.
Eliza and Rodney and this show in general is that because no one has really, like, unless you are like really fucking down and you want to do it with an audience, like, I just feel like, I don't know, I guess I'm confused about the Boom Boom Room because it's like, I don't know. I guess there, to me, what Rodney and Eliza felt like was like the beginning of that first date where you're like, mama, that's my wife. And then you wait until you're married to have sex. And like that, like they had the joy of like, for like, you know, remember when you were like in the fucking, you know, freshman year and like you first held hands. Like, remember when, like, I feel like they were in this really like, I like remember having a crush phase.
Yeah.
Which like, I don't know. Maybe it's, we're actually just bitter. Like, you're just married and I'm just like fat and single. So, right. Because actually, no, I think it was a great date. I think I think they liked each other.
They might be too.
Like, they can't stop laughing. They can't stop talking. Like, I think they're a little bit naive. It's like, I think it's because they haven't had sex and they don't hate each other yet.
The analysis you need coming to you straight. From the Space Trash podcast.
Why don't you go listen to OAR? He's just like, I actually did.
Yeah, I listened to them this morning. My favorite
band. He's my favorite band. Okay, well, I've got a second long toe, so you shut the fuck up. But wait. The thing I
wow, we've to- really talked about it all today.
This is a good ass podcast, though, honestly. Like, we can look at Danielle. Sorry, I read my notes wrong. Danielle. Daniel and Michael, Michaela and Daniel. Daniel and Michael A. We can look at them next week. We can look at Rodney and Lisa next week.
Yes.
But yeah, what we do know about Lace is that she is the Trojan horse in there right now. And I don't know. She's infiltrated, but
I really hope she just wises up and doesn't even cause a stink at all and then just leaves.
Yeah, like, do it cool. Like, but that's where it's like, I guess the only thing I want to say is there's no way Jacob is picking Jill now. And it has nothing to do with his date with Kate. It has everything to do with the energy that she is spending their time apart with.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's holding those crystals, weeping and gripping onto him for dear life. That's actually not how you use the crystals unless you want to repel them. I'm going to put all my fears and worries and anxieties and I miss him, I love him into these crystals. It's like, yo, those crystals are more powerful than you think. And he is getting the message. You are not it.
Stop.
You both know. I think it's, that's why I was watching this and I was like, wow, I am so Capricorn moon. I like Lace. I'm so embarrassed at what I thought last week because I am a Capricorn moon as well. And it's like, when you're wrong, it's just like, damn, you know? And so, like, I really felt that, I don't know, maybe I need to do more breathing. I don't know why I was so, then their charts seemed to match. I don't know. I thought that was beautiful. And I thought Jill has already had this beautiful redemption arc. How did I not think, of course, they're going to ruin it. Of course, they're going to ruin it. But like, if she was there, like literally like masturbating to him and like closing her eyes and sending him nothing but safe, loving light and warm energy.
Right.
Even at the very worst, when she went back and got broken up with, she would be like, you know what? That's cool. I love you and I want what's best for you. When you get into the mode of like, either he's mine or I'm going to kill someone. It's like, well, then you usually end up killing yourself out there. And in this case, you're on TV. So it's like, it might be a bloodbath. Might be a bloodbath.
Right. Because you also see Genevieve, who's also kind of a chaotic, like frenetic person, but she's not like upset with Aaron. She's just like upset at the situation, but she's not being like, he's making out with someone, blah blah blah, he's so much better than me, but like, you know,
the way, like, that Jill was talking about herself was like, and I'm not saying that I don't have self-doubt or whatever, but it was like, it was just so, it was like too self-hating for me to bear.
Yeah
it was like so painful. It was like, Jill, you need to go home. Like
and that's like the stuff that she's okay with saying out loud, you know?
Right. And like, I mean, yes, I know that they're on the beach drinking all the time, but like when they're in the hotel, I don't know how much they're drinking. And they were like, it was like a lot of day stuff. It's like, I don't know. I felt like she was really like, I thought it was almost kind of rude that they like were like, Lace is like losing her cool. She's like, I'm really just like Capricorn moon. She's like, I'm having feelings. Capricorn moon Scorpio Sun wisely is drinking because she would rather die than really show feelings on TV. So she has to drink that much in order to like even let herself be this sloppy.
Yeah.
But no, she doesn't want to feel feelings, period. So even the fact that she's crying on TV is a lot for her. But so she's reporting back like, and everyone's like, this is really like not okay. And she's like, I'm just like really like not okay. I'm just not okay. Right. And she was like doing it like stiff upper lip, like just not. Meanwhile, Jill is like slamming her skull against the bathroom mirror, hoping it breaks. And she's like, you don't get it. He's not going to pick me. He's not going to pick me. It's like, okay, you win. He's not going to pick you. Now put all that energy in the crystals and then use it to stab him when you get back to the beach.
Also not the best way to use a crystal, I think. But
it's
hey.
It's an intuitive way.
It is
Nartuitive. That's a Nartuitive. Like, it will work.
Definition Nartuitive. All right. I think that's all we got for this week.
This is great. I mean, this is great. I feel like, if anything, we disrupted all of their nights. So we're really sorry if we did, but we hope you had a great time with us. Tonight,
we love you all. We love you all on this show.
Rebel Podcast.
Stay trasheroony.
Stay trashy, you guys. And this week, as we enter Eclipse Portal, you're going to want to be a little bit intuitive. When the primal urge kicks in, do whatever narcutive shit you need to do to get the dirty job done.
Stay ghastly.
Stay ghastly.
Space trash.
Trash in space.
Space trash.
Lifestyles of the rich and Uranus.
Space trash.
Celebrities, they're trash, but the astrology can help us understand.
Transmission incoming.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.